First halacha brought down in Hilchos Yom Kippurim is the idea, and Aseres Mitzvah better said, is the idea that Aseres Mitzvah, people are not makbid on Pas Akum the whole year, should be makbid on Pas Akum and Aseres Mitzvah. What's the yisod? The yisod is that the hachana for Yom Kippurim is what happens Yom Kippurim. How can we get rid of what's shat tzumah shliyam mechaper? What does it mean that we throw all our bears onto the soil azazel, which is Esav? Because the word is that Yom Kippurim is megala that be'etzam a yid doesn't have averus. It's kafi his shaychus and his interaction with the goyim. That's what goyim is averus. The goyim do averus, and it's the goyishkeit in us that does averus. It's not the yiddishkeit in us that does averus, and that is the limit schusim. That is limit schusim a yid. Therefore, in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, it's very very important for a person to be misrachik from the goyim. The whole gezer of pas akum, the whole gezer of yainesach, and all that was gozru, pitom misham yenom, yenom misham mishtahem, that people used to meet together and they used to have sudas together. So I just remembered something, remind me afterwards about the previous year that we have to say. That was the whole gezer. Because if a person is not makbid, and if a person doesn't decrease his interaction, his shaykhis to goyim, so then there's no mokum bichlal to say that it's the goyishkeit and sign that did that veira. Yom Kippur is a time where a person yid feels that what it means to be the etzem yid without the goyishkeit. A person can only do that if the hachana is to be misrachik, to be misbadal from the goyim. That's kufa the whole vort of the soil Hashem and the soil Azazel. The sanegor and klal Yisrael is that they're so different. And we separate the biggest havdalah that we do. Is the period, is the separation between the soil Hashem and the soil Azazel. That's the biggest achana that we do, navoida that we do. And when the goy is gone, then it's mezgala and then the chashivas of the yid. That's like the Sfasema says when yidin came out of Mitzrayim, lechtich achar ba'midbar. They only remember that shari tumah where suddenly they went to the left. Where which seminar did they go to? That they suddenly from 1 second to the next. It was a lechtich achar ba'midbar. But the answer is as soon as they separated themselves from the goyim, as soon as they left Mitzrayim, they weren't under the influence of the goyim. As soon as you're not under the influence of the goyim, is then you're a lechtich achar ba'midbar. That's like zeruah. Then the yid, the emstig yid comes out. That's the whole mitzvah of matzah. The flour and water without anything added on, because the added on is that's always the problems. What we add on the essential Yiddish herself, that's always what makes the problems. So Amela, therefore. That's why the avoider during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the avoider of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva is the avoider of pas akum. Of a person should be misrachik from the goyim, and then if a person is misrachik enough from the goyim, then on Yom Kippurim he'll feel what it means to be a yid, and then he can turn around and say that all the averus that he did till now were only because of the goyishkeit. It's the goyishkeit that did the aver, but the yid didn't do the aver. That's the tachlis. That's the soil Hashem and soil Azazel. That's the tachlis of his badlis that a person has. In Mitzrayim, there were goy mikar of goy. They were too mixed in. On Yom Kippurim, there's the separation. That's how Yom Kippurim is Yom Kippurim Kippurim. The whole gezer of Purim came out, which means they intermingled with the goyim. And the tikkun to that, lech knoisis kol yudim, gather the yidim together and separate them, that's the avoida. Just like Yom Kippurim, we go from being mixed with the goyim to be separate with the goyim, and that nullifies the gzeira. So too on Purim and Yom Kippurim, it's the same thing. The more the hachana is to push ourselves away from the goyim, the more suddenly we'll find ourselves that we call it Yiddish.